This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
8:46 as our attention turns to the holiday. And we've been reporting, Christine, about Florida Highway Patrols looking out for aggressive drivers, signs of impairment, obviously speeding. But at a local level, if things may expand even further, as we've got gatherings that are going to be taking place, got Jumbo Shrimp in action tonight, fireworks after the game, the big fireworks downtown tomorrow. Chris Hancock is Public Information Officer with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office and live with us this morning. And do y'all beef up patrols around this kind of a holiday? Are you adding more officers out in areas?
Absolutely. So the patrol officers will continue their normal daily functions, answering those calls for service. But yes, at all the fireworks locations, we'll have traffic guys and security folks there working those areas to ensure the safety of citizens and just to keep traffic flow as best as possible.
Chris, not that long ago, it was all just the one location in the downtown area. Is it almost easier for you to be dispersed with smaller groups or clusters of crowds around the city since the city has gone to these different displays around town?
I think it's easier on the city. It's easier on the citizens in that it does create those smaller crowds. I think it takes more bodies from JSO and JFRD to control those areas. To patrol them and to make them safer. But I think at the end of the day, the multiple locations has seemed to work over the last few years. I think everybody enjoys that more.
What sort of things are you all looking out for at the local level and on the ground?
Obviously the fireworks areas, again, we're there just for traffic and security. What the patrol officers are going to have to fend with is going to be all those calls for service for the fireworks in the neighborhoods. That's what our big concern is, obviously, for us and JFRD. Individuals using fireworks in neighborhoods, unsafe at times. So we would ask that, again, just be safe with what you're going to do. Make sure your children are well away from these fireworks. Make sure you're around when your children are using them. And just be safe overall.
Do you get calls into 911 over fireworks? What do you recommend someone do in a neighborhood if they've got this neighbor who's lighting off all sorts of stuff and I want to complain about it? What do I do?
Absolutely. You can call the non-emergency number 630-0500 if it's something that you need us to respond to or JFRD to respond to mitigate some possible unsafe measures. Our bigger concern really is individuals that use firearms as fireworks. Absolutely not. A firearm is not a firework. And remember that everything that goes up must come down. So that's something that we harp on that we do not want to see. We don't want to get calls to individuals shooting firearms off in neighborhoods. So we would, and obviously it's illegal, number one, and it's very unsafe, number two, and just not do it.
Yeah, you've lived here long enough. You probably know stories. I remember we did a story years ago after the 4th of July, somewhere in the downtown area where someone had shot off a gun, and there was no fatality that I recall, but it was an injury. So it literally is something that can and does happen probably on an annual basis.
It does, unfortunately. And again, that's something that we push information out about as to not do. Again, if you see something like that in your neighborhood, if you hear of something, please let us know. Happy to come and investigate stuff like that. That is, it's not a good thing. It's unsafe for everybody involved, and it's just, that's not something that we need.
Chris Hancock with Jacksonville Sheriff's Office and Public Information, and y'all have these mutual agreements with the surrounding communities as well. I think of the beaches, and we've seen incidents around Jack's Beach specifically over big holidays, including Memorial Day's past. Are you all working in tandem? What does that relationship look like?
Absolutely. We are always happy to partner with our local surrounding agencies. Ultimately, Duval County, Sheriff Waters is over all of Duval County, so that is part of our jurisdiction as well. They do handle their business at the beaches, but we are more than happy to come and assist them during these large events like this. throughout the year. Happy to do it, and we do it often, yes.
All right. Well, hopefully it is a safe and enjoyable 4th. Are you going to get out to the Jumbo Shrimp game tonight, see the fireworks there?
Sure am. Been there the last 2 nights. I'm going to go again tonight.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
It's been a hot week for it, hasn't it? But it's been a good week for the Jumbo Shrimp. It's nice to see him back.
It has. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
It's always good to hear from you. Chris Hancock with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, Public Information Office. 6:05, by the way, first pitch at 1-1 Financial. And you can hear all the Jumbo Shrimp games, by the way, on ESPN 690.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.